what happens after ascension? Well, first of all, what is ascension? Ascension is when you identify yourself not with your job, your car, your body, or even your personality, but with your eternal self, your soul. This is ascension. And this means that death does no longer exist for you. Why? Because when you identify yourself with your job, for instance, you die at the moment you get fired. When you identify yourself with your body, you die at the moment your body ends to function. So when you identify yourself with something that exists within time, you experience always a kind of death, because this ends. But when you identify yourself with that what you really are, your soul, there is no death, because your soul doesn't die. So death is a matter of identification. It's a matter of choice. When you realize who you are, death does no longer exist. And when you have ascended, when you identify yourself with your soul, what does this mean? Basically, when you are there, you have two options. You can, yes, so to speak, leave your body, because this becomes less important, and travel in the universe and discover the secrets of the universe. The universe is infinite and beautiful. There are so many things to experience, so many miracles. And Earth is just a small place. So anything is then possible. But many people choose to stay in their body, and they have good reasons for this. For instance, there might be loved ones here, children, partners, and you might have the feeling that you can accomplish things, help this world. But nevertheless, your psychological attitude towards this world and towards the people here changes. You start to see, you start to look different at things. You look with the eyes of your soul. You look with the eyes of love at everything. There's no longer a judgment. On one hand, there's a kind of distance. You start to see the things here, the world here, as a kind of big game. You know it will end, and the reality will continue. And the reality is the reality of the soul. And this is what you see when you have ascended when you are your soul, when you have identified yourself with your soul, you see in reality the soul of things. This is what you look at. And of all kinds of things that are very important in this world, money, status, become less important from your viewpoint. And the soul is beauty. And the soul is love. So this is what you see. And you see when you look at other people, if they are in contact with their souls. They might be ascended too, aware of their own insight, aware of their soul. Or they might have lost themselves, identified themselves with something else outside of them. And for them this seems very important. But you know it isn't. And what you long to do, what you always long to do, is to help people. To help people to become aware of who they really are. You look in their eyes and you want them to be awake. And you can awake them sometimes. Not by shouting at them, not by yelling at them, not by arguing with them, but by giving them space. A field, a space of unconditional love. And this is what you want to do when you are ascended, when you know who you really are, when you are aware of your own eternal soul, and you can say, this is me, this is the real self. It is giving people space. You cannot force the ascension. But the process of ascension is like the growing of a seed, and the seed needs water. And what is the water? What is the water you can give? It's the love from your heart, the unconditional love. It's the silence of real listening. It's the light in your eye from the real seeing the other. The power of the soul is the power of seeing the real self of the other person before you. When you look at someone, you see the part that is lost. But behind this, you also see the real self. And this is what you hear, this is what you see, and this is what you feed, what you give space. you can connect with this part. Someone who is not ascended is not connected. The connection with their own soul is lost. But when you are there, you make a connection with the soul of the other person, and you make a connection with the lost part of the other person, then at some way you restore this lost connection. I see your soul, and I see your lost part. And my heart is a path that connects them, reunites them. So, when you are ascended and you are still here on earth, you are a road, a way, a path for other people to their own soul. And this is what happens to you after you have become ascended. This is what Christ once said, I am the road. In my heart is a road to your own soul, because I see both your paths, the lost path, the human path, struggling here on earth, and your eternal path. And by seeing both, I connect them. This is the esoteric meaning of the words of Christ. This is what happens after you have ascended and staying here on earth. Thank you for listening.